All right, you guys, I got 8 crates of Epicac from Mort, all on my tab. Now, whoever goes the longest without puking gets the last piece of pie in the fridge. Okay, here we go. How's everybody doing?
Good. Good so far.
All right.
Nothing yet.
Cool. You know, I don't know if you guys had any of that pie already, but that is some tasty stuff. That's from the bake sale that Lois was...
Ooh, one down. I know somebody who won't be having any...
I'm starting to feel funny.
Well, I feel fine. I guess I'm gonna...
Oh, boy! That means I win! I get to eat...
Oh, God! Why didn't anybody tell me? Oh, my God! My insides are on fire! No, please! No more!
Dad, I'm scared!
Get the phone! Call 911! Lois, get in here! Okay.
I think it's all gone. I think it's...
I don't want to... Peter, I need you to hold my ears.
Who wants chowder?
Identify for retina scan.
Ethno Radio.
In the time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part, you can't even passively take part, and you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop, and you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
I understand there's a suspicion that we're too security conscious. We'll be right back.
crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
It has to start sometime. What better place than here? What better time than now?
Mr. Wide, we want you! We all love you! We want to have babies by you, Mr. Wide! Yeah! Oh, yeah! Have my baby! Look at my nipple!
You're fucking out of line, bro. You're out of line.
I was just so excited.
You're out of line. What's up, everybody? This is F Bill Radio. Episode 1-8. It is...
That means 18.
Yeah. February 19th. Is that what today's date is? 2005, right?
That was 2006.
2006. I wrote down 2005. It's 2006, wow. Actually. February 19th, 2006, episode 18.
Checks recently.
I don't write checks anymore, man.
Want to use your RFID credit card instead?
RFID credit card, bro.
Nice.
That's it. You've been seeing the ads for that shit on TV?
I have been. They've been talking about it at work, man. I feel sorry for them. Shake my head at them.
Oh, fuck that, man. Fuck that. We need to start selling, like, wallets with aluminum foil in it for, like, $100. The people that don't know any better.
Yeah, we can sell it at the sharper image. People buy it.
Yeah, like, you know, scam-proof your RFID credit cards.
And you can scam-proof your RFID forearm.
Yeah, RFID forum. Yeah, we'll get to that later. Fucking craziness, craziness. So what's going on? I am Mr. White.
I am Mouse Factor.
And I am Big City.
Yes, otherwise known as Nipple Boy.
Wow, started right out the gate tonight, huh?
Well, this guy's flashing us his nipple. Not only did he say it, he actually lifted his shirt up and pinched a little bit over there.
I've got two of them.
One's an Indian, one's an Audi. Oh, for those of you who are interested.
And one of them looks like one of those. The other one looks like one of those nipples that's like coming off. You know, it's like extended out more.
What?
Never mind. I'll find a picture.
Sweet Jesus.
What?
What?
I'll find a picture for you. Over the course of what we're doing here.
Now, why don't you just engineer instead?
Fuck that. Dude, why? Don't even look up like nipple pics on. You are right now on the computer looking up nipple pictures.
I'm not looking up nipple pics right now.
Yeah.
Listen, you got a show to run here, so...
All right.
Come on, Mr. White is the ringleader.
Yeah, so everyone...
Just because there's a nipple on the screen doesn't mean you have to watch it.
The supreme leader of F-Bill.
The supreme fascist Nazi leader of F-Bill. Do your thing.
Dude, I am not fascist, man. I'm not Nazi.
I'm not a racist! Sorry.
Oh, fuck. So, hello to all you new listeners out there.
If there are, in fact, any new listeners.
And anyone who...
Did you say new listeners or
dared
new
to come back.
Listeners?
New, new.
About
is that new?
Right. New listeners. For those of you picking us up off of iTunes and everyone else who forgot, we have a website, fbillradio.com, where you can get the show's archives, the most important forums... lots of good shit getting posted up in there.
Occasionally.
Sign up for an account. Post some shit up, you know?
Yeah.
Interaction is where it's at.
Sure.
Giddy up.
We have a lot of interaction this time to talk about.
Yeah, we got emails, we got voicemails, we got Death Star. We have a voicemail number, 202-470-166. Can't read that last number. I'm guessing it's a zero.
Why don't you read it off your palm?
Or you could Skype us at FBillRadio, one word. Yeah.
So is that FBIL Radio one word, or is it just FBIL Radio?
FBIL Radio, which is one word.
You should have specified that.
I just did.
You know, I could have said.
Thanks for clarifying that.
I had to, man. Somebody might have been trying to Skype FBIL Radio one word.
It's a perfectly legit.
It was like, was it a numeric or was it spelled out just one? You know.
So lots of good shit going on. We've had a logo contest going on in the forums. That's definitely nipples. Wow. That's, oh, my God. Those are huge. Sweet like, Jesus.
See what I'm saying? That's definitely not
there's
convex.
There's lactation like, there.
Wow, what? Yeah. Oh, God.
Something's coming off
Dude, what
of
are
those.
You doing?
Like they're... It's Dude. Not even, like, flush.
Did you search? Did you search for that? You searched... You realize that with my IP address now that... The federal government will know that someone has searched for nipple.
And someone needs to put a stop to you anyway, you fucking pervert. They're going to come here and liberate your fucking laptop,
You're the pervert
man.
Of the these bunch.
Are,
so
these are definitely
start.
18 plus older nipples.
Oh, I'm the pervert
oh
of the bunch?
God,
I don't have
you're
any
okay.
pictures
you're not gonna
that look like that.
You're not going to go to jail because of this nipple Jesus. And this nipple here.
Jesus.
Christ, man.
I like to click them.
You fucking heathen.
He's a heathen, all right. Oh, shit. Jesus. Alrighty, we got a cranked up show. I've been drinking. I need another drink. Everyone, you hear this? You hear this?
Oh,
that's
how
it.
Could you
that's
not?
A handle of Jim Beam right there. A yeah. fucking handle. Jim Beam, my buddy. Got a little pour.
Why don't you...
Pour action.
Yeah. Anyway, that's...
Yeah, oh, that's like you pissing into a cup.
The smell of good fucking whiskey right there. Bourbon.
See,
southern
these
bourbon
These are nicer.
Whiskey.
Much nicer.
Yeah. Where did you get the... What
Where
is going
you,
on?
Oh,
there's the, that's the Coca-Cola. The Coca-Cola. It's mixing.
I like how you can, sweetness. You know, freely admit that you're alcoholic, man. Which step is
I
that?
I didn't admit anything.
You kind of remind me of one of those cooking show hosts, except telling us.
I am, but
a
I didn't admit
drink.
It. So, we had a crazy show fucking 2 weeks ago, huh?
I
almost had to kill
already.
Somebody. Yeah, we had a special guest, Race One.
I don't listen to FBIL Radio.
Yeah, why would you? This show sucks ass.
I don't post in the forums either.
Post in the forums. For
yeah. Well, I did today, man.
Did you? But just once, right?
Just once. I don't want anybody getting any ideas about my level of interaction.
So what's been going on, man?
Man, you know...
What's your stories for the past 2 weeks? What have you been up to?
Dude, you know, Malice Factor, I'm never up to any good, man. Never.
Just tell him about it, man.
I can't.
Dude, tell him about it.
No.
The ARM missile launcher? Tell him.
No, I can't.
Tell him, dude.
No, because now is not the right time to tell that story.
All right, we'll save it.
Yeah, I'm going to save it.
You been up to anything else?
I wish I could say that was.
Big City, how about you?
You just cut him off.
It's all right. He does it all the time.
What? He said no.
He's the supreme leader of FBIL Radio. What am I going
to
do?
All right, hold on. So you been up to anything else, Malice Factor?
No.
You wish that is what you were saying. I wish that you had something to talk about. Is that what you're going to say?
No.
Are we going to start getting upset already?
Yeah.
This early in the show?
Yeah, we're getting pretty upset, man. Very upset.
And that's the first sound clip.
You already wouldn't let me bring my fucking DS onto the show,
dude.
Bastard.
Dude, I got the Wi-Fi set up over there.
Yeah, for your DS.
What? You're logged in
you
on it.
You're logged in on it. Dude. You took away my DS privileges on
you
the show.
You want my DS?
No.
I'll give you my
DS.
I
don't want your DS, man.
Dude, when can I get Castlevania for the fucking DS, man? I keep going to the fucking store.
When you stop going to that fucking noob store that you go to buy your games from, man.
I bought Super Smash Brothers.
Yeah? You've been owning in that?
No, I haven't played it yet.
But I thought Big City was going to tell us what he's been doing for the last 2 weeks.
Big City, what have you been doing?
Well, I've been playing Time Splitters 3.
Yeah.
I was pretty good. I beat that. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, you got to speak up, man.
I beat it. Time Splitters 3. I bought a car. That's pretty much the excitement.
New means of transportation, huh?
Hell yeah.
You going to share with us what kind?
Dude, it's a Jeep Wrangler.
Fucking kick ass.
Right? Let's listen to Rage Against the Machine. So he's driving around in that. What did you name it?
The Lady Deathstrike.
The Lady that you named your Jeep Wrangler, the Lady Deathstrike.
Yeah, I was playing Time Splitters with my brother. And, like, we were sitting there, and all of a sudden I just paused, and I was like, dude, I'm going to name my Wrangler the Lady Deathstrike. He's like, what the hell are you talking about? I was like, I'm going to name it that. And he's like, all right, whatever. Then we just started playing again, but it kind of stuck because it just came to me like that. And, like, once something like that comes to you, you can't really change it out on you.
No, that's it.
So that's why I have to...
Are you going to get that detailed onto the doors, or...
No.
Are you going to take off the Jesus fish stickers you got all over that motherfucker?
Yeah, the JC Mobile's got to calm down with that.
It definitely is the JC
Mobile.
Yeah, the
next time I get another car, man, I'm going to name it like a pimp named Slickback.
Dude, those are...
That's awesome. A pimp named Slickback.
Yeah, and you know I'm not that creative. I couldn't...
I know you didn't come up with that.
Yeah, well, the thing is... from the Boondocks, man. Catch on Cartoon Network.
Yeah, fucking kick-ass show. Yeah, hopefully we catch it tonight.
Yeah.
If we get done early enough.
With it being named the Lady, though, like, I ride her around all over town and stuff like that. My lady's always waiting for me.
Yeah, at least you finally got one. So
she is number one.
It's kind of like my guitar, you know?
Yeah.
But
I don't have one.
Well, when you find number one, you gotta stick with it.
Dude, it's your fucking Sega CD. What are you talking about?
Oh, God. Sega CD. Don't fucking hate on me like that. Jesus.
Dude, yeah. I hope, man, Boondocks tonight. Baby. Speaking of that, for everyone who realizes that we do post this show on a somewhat regular basis, that basis will be switching up, as we'll be recording on Tuesdays instead of Sundays.
That's right.
So new shows will be posted every other Thursday, I believe. Thursday?
Is that what we
Wednesday
said?
Or Thursday?
Wednesday or Thursday.
Most likely Wednesdays now instead of Mondays and Tuesdays. Wednesdays and Thursdays.
Yeah, so. We're switching up the show schedule because I demanded a change, and Mr. White felt that he had to grant me that change.
Well, I actually like to, you know, watch Family Guy for once. And
yeah, and, you know, new season of Sopranos is coming up, so...
Which is the reason for the change.
Which is the absolute reason that, you know, I just have to see Sopranos, man.
So you got cable to watch...
That's right, I got cable to watch.
And you also Sopranos. Got a cable modem.
No, not yet. I will be getting a cable modem.
Yeah.
Eventually. But
you're gonna finally get off.
Cheaper than the.
He's got
DSL. Why are you switching? Why are you switching from DSL?
I just want to say that.
Dude, why are you so pissed that he said you're on dial-up, man? You took that like he cursed out your mother.
He did. Jesus. He called me a liar.
2400 BPS over there.
Dude, I wouldn't mean. But fuck.
I remember when we got 54.
Speaking of 2400, dude, we got to get that Jason Scott BBS documentary one of these days. I want to get that and watch it.
Oh, yeah, the BBS documentary we were talking about like 6 months before it came out.
Yeah.
And then it's like 6 months after it came out. We haven't gotten it.
Anyway, so...
Yeah, I'm making a switch up because, you know, this particular service that's going to be providing me with my my cable modem is... got a 6 meg connection versus 1.5 meg connection, and I just feel I need that so I can download porn just that much faster, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
switch over all the cabling
faster.
In the house to Cat 6 cables, maybe get a gigabit router and switch.
Dude, we got gigabit router and switch.
No, you might not anymore.
Do
after
people
I take
still
it from
use,
your house.
Do people still use BBSs, like bulletin boards?
I think there's a couple of hardcore dudes out there.
Probably.
But for nostalgia's
sake.
Can
you go to, like, BBS with dial-up? Or not with dial-up. With
no,
cable
man.
No,
no,
dude, no.
It's got to be dialed in, right?
Yeah.
Like, there's no adapter or
no.
anything like that. Well, I don't know. I haven't used a dial-up, a dial-up since,
dumb. Like, I think there's a couple people that took their BBSs and converted them into, like, websites and shit, but...
Yeah, but it's not the same.
No, it's...
isn't the same.
You don't have the modems mating or
I remember I used to hit up the Star Trek BBS.
Dude, you're a Star Trek man?
No.
You're
but
Trekkie?
That was the only one I knew about at first. It was my friend's father. He
Dude.
Ran it because he was a Trekkie. Star Trek
you
BBS.
You popped your cherry on a Trekkie.
You're on a Trekkie BBS, man. Yeah. I don't even like
nerd.
Star Trek. Yeah.
Yeah, seriously.
I don't even like you anymore. I hate Star Trek.
Dude, so...
anybody that likes it.
Yeah, so we're going to be switching up the...
Star Trek
thing, the logo contest, which I started talking about before.
Yeah.
This is the last time we're going to announce it because it's ending at the end of February. So the next show, we will be announcing the winner, stuff like that. So if you're still working on some logos or whatever, post them up in the forums. Lots of good shit up there. Thanks to everyone who's done something. Everyone did an excellent job, and we thoroughly appreciate it. So that's coming down. Yeah, that's coming down. New F-Bill website's coming down. Fucking new merchandise.
Everything's coming down on your everything. Ass.
Next show, telling you right now, we're going to make the biggest announcement, biggest thing that ever happened in the fucking F-Bill.
Episode 19.
Not only that, we're changing the name of the show.
Yeah, we're changing it to...
Why Bill?
Why Bill?
Yeah, why Bill?
Like, why are you owning me, Bill?
Yeah.
Why do you have my nuts in a stranglehold?
Yeah, so definitely listen to the next show for big, big announcement. And logo contest winner next show. Whole bunch of shit coming down the pipe. Big, big, exciting time. We got some new toys. We got some new toys.
Sweet.
Just came in the mail yesterday from MCM. Bomb. I don't know if you guys know about this. MCMIN1.com. So MCMIN1.com. It's electronic shit. I got their March Madness sale flyer here.
March Madness.
Right there. Oh, yeah. You can get tons of good shit, like some batteries for $1.29.
Wow, that is pretty good. Can you get razors?
You can get a computer power supply checker for like $4. You can get fucking all kinds of like socket sets and shit. Here's like a pretty nice soldering iron for like $40. It's fucking all kinds of crazy shit. But what we picked up is a Monster, even though I hate Monster brand, fucking car power inverter.
Power supply. We're going to go war driving again.
So yeah, so we're not tied to the battery life of the fucking computer anymore. Basically, it's 150 watts, I think, or whatever. It was like $20, which is a decent price for that type of thing. So you can run 220-volt machines, but we're going to have a couple laptops going, war driving, USB thing, mic, recording shit for the show on the fucking road, going nuts. So stay tuned for some audio from that. I got this little gadget here, which is it's a little wire microphone. Cap. Yeah, a little microphone, suction cup. You put it on the back of a phone. You got a little mono 1/8-inch thing to plug into to record it. 75 cents, so I ordered two of those up. It's in the clearance section.
Only two?
Only two, man.
I mean, 75 cents.
I might like order some more shit this
week. Why
not
get like gross them?
Yeah, dude, seriously, because this is just cool having them. I was like, I'll order one, and I'm like, wait, I'll order two. I probably should just order five. But
yeah, in case they leave. You could have sold it. I would have bought one.
Yeah, they're fucking little suction cup things, microphones that go on the back of telephones and shit. I don't know if you guys ever heard, I don't know, using different shit. But yeah, it's MCMINONE.com. They got like one of those big ass thick electronics catalogs.
What website was that?
MCMON. No. In. Fuck Big City. MCMIN1.com.
In1.com.
Yeah, so it's like what Radio Shack used to be when Radio Shack was cool, you know?
Fucking Radio Shack.
Now they sell cell phones.
Now they sell Monster cables.
So we got that stuff. Boobies. I got a little Palm Pilot. Got Palm Pilot.
Yeah, I made reference to that before, but you like completely ignored me.
Yeah, that's I tried to.
Yeah, I know, you always do.
So, I've got a Palm Pilot now.
And you wonder where the rage
cheap
comes
one,
from, man.
The Z22. It's nice. You know, keeps all my appointments. Mac. Hopefully, I'll be installing fucking Mac OS X on my fucking laptop.
You're not going to be able to do that, man.
This is what Apple says to you if you do that. The poem reads, your karma check for today. There once was a user that whined his existing OS was so blind, he'd better do a pirate. Fucking hey, I just butchered that up. All right, let's try it again.
You can't read right now.
I can't read right now. I'm not even
whiskey for
dude,
like the
I'm
last,
not intoxicated.
Like, yeah, okay.
The poem reads, your karma check for today. There once was a user that whined his existing OS was so blind, he'd better do better to pirate an OS that ran great but found his hardware declined. Please don't steal Mac OS. Really, that's way uncool. So, apparently Mac built that into it.
Who wrote that, man?
Oh, Steve Jobs.
Steve Jobs wrote it for Pixar?
Yeah.
Movie?
So.
By the Mac World stuff? Is that a magazine?
Yeah, it's gay.
What are you doing over there?
Nothing. What's that sound?
Isn't that you? Why are you playing with Windows Media Player?
Ew.
No. That wasn't right. Me.
It's probably televisions or something around.
Probably.
Somewhere.
The secret location of the F-Bill headquarters.
Yeah. What's with you? You, like, used up all your sound effects last week?
Yeah, you haven't used, like, any sound effects at all.
You were so disgruntled last week that I didn't want to do anything. It was two weeks ago, man.
It wasn't last week.
Previously. Yeah. You're so disgruntled.
Previously on F-Bill, I got pissed.
So yeah, Mr. White flipped over this table right here.
I was going to have all your fun here. You know, chatty, chatty, talky, talky. Go ahead, man.
All right, so emails? Email time?
Yeah, get into the emails.
All right, email. We got two this week. Fucking yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. All right, first one starts off. Hey, I think I stumbled onto the website with the sounds of Saturn. Yes, he did. Okay? We're going to post up link to this Cassini audio. This goes way back. We played it on the show. This guy, Marco, asked for it. Yeah, we've been trying to find it. Couldn't find it. He found it.
Great.
Nice job. So why don't you let it rip? The sounds of Saturn.
Now the Saturnians are going to write a fucking poem about how we pirate their music, man.
This is apparently the Northern Lights effect going on Saturn. Just crazy that that was picked up by a satellite fucking going around Saturn and sent back to us, and it sounds like that. I mean, that's the shit nightmares are made of.
I don't think there's sound in space, man.
Hey, yeah, I think there is.
Well, there's nothing for it to travel on. There's no medium. There's no medium in space because there's nothing there. It's vacuum. There's no sound of vacuum. That's why I'm questioning where the hell that came from.
You really think space is a vacuum?
Space is vacuum, funny man.
Yeah, I don't know.
You took away my fucking
dude, there's
GS
like a particle every now and again.
There's a lot more particles than that.
No, you don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Dude, I definitely know what I'm talking about.
What about black holes? What about black holes? How many particles are in a black hole?
Yeah, what about
infinite
matter?
Amounts.
What about dark matter?
Okay, all right.
Man, Mr. White has been going on Star Trek BBS system since he was like,
I'm sorry, Captain
fucking 10 years old, all right? I think he knows what he's talking about, Big City.
All right, let's finish this email.
Whatever.
Marco wrote after that, I don't have much to say, just that I'm still listening and enjoying the show. Thank you.
Thanks, man.
Thanks.
I particularly enjoyed the shows where you talked about various IT security breaches and how they happen, like blank admin passwords on military computers. And thanks to you guys, every time I see one of those touchscreens at a Walmart, I try touching all four corners to break into it, but I'd probably get arrested, wouldn't I? Do you plan to talk about more security-related stories?
I'm going to try that next time.
Anyway, whatever your plans, keep up the good work. Marco, fifth level, chaotic good. Elvish cleric.
Nice, dude.
Nice.
Yeah, dude, you probably won't get arrested for touching the touchscreens at Walmart because they put them out there.
LP guy might, like, you know, jack you up, though, or something.
Yeah, just play stupid, man. Be like, I was trying to, like, print some photos or view a wedding registry or whatever the fuck is there.
Walmart security's a bunch of pussies anyways.
Yeah, dude, you got that right.
Anytime you see touchscreens or whatever in a store, man, you gotta fuck with them, dude.
Even if they're, like, DS touchscreens.
Yeah, you gotta mess with them. Dude, keep your eyes open. I was at Panera Bread the other day, and they had a little problem with their computers. They were rebooting Windows 95. Believe that shit?
Yeah. I can, actually.
Dude, what about, I can too. Those stores now that have, like, their cash registers are touch screens. Can you do that four corner thing with a touch screen cash register?
Yeah,
Who knows, man? It's all different combinations. The four corner thing is not a guarantee. It just works on some, you know.
Borders Title Sleuth. Touchscreen?
No, it's not.
The new ones are.
New ones?
Yeah.
I haven't seen the new ones, man.
The ones behind
just
the desk
the
that you're not supposed to use.
Oh, word?
Because that's what ones I use, because the other ones are always taken.
Did you say word?
I said word, man.
Not
word.
In the context of a
word.
Office program?
Yeah.
Wow.
I said word, yes. Man. I gotta fuck with those next time I'm at Borders. Dude.
You guys go to Borders.
So thanks for the email, Marco. We got another one. Nice. This one, the subject was, love the show. A little on the gay side, but still fucking awesome.
A little on the gay side? Wow. Fuck off.
How about that for a subject? All right.
Yeah.
The rest of the email says, first
that's
off.
A subject?
Yeah.
We didn't get past the first sentence.
That's the subject. That wasn't even the first sentence. That was the subject.
Die, you bastard. All right.
So, first off, great fucking show. Way to use, like, fucking right off the bat. There's something funny in each one that I've listened to. I especially enjoy the awkward pauses that ensue with the out of place sound clips. Or on the other side of the spectrum, the lengthy rants of nothingness. I am currently downloading previous episodes at the high speed of dial up, a testament of either of your greatness or my extreme boredom. I'd say that's, you know,
extreme boredom.
What was
greatness.
No, it's the latter.
Think
what was
so?
The peak of down of dial up? What was it, 56.4?
56, okay.
56.6 or 56, something like that?
No, it doesn't quite hit 56.
Yeah, it hits like 48.
That was so long ago, I don't have to remember that stuff anymore.
Yeah,
but
you
said he's
AOL
using
user.
Dial up at high school to down to listen.
At the high speed. He fucked
at the
it
high
up.
Speed, yeah.
Oh.
At the high speed of dial up.
That's the Jim Beam starting to work
Jim
his
Beam
way.
Jim Beam is working
that's
his way.
That's the Jim Beam talking.
Anyway, as long as you guys don't turn a corner and blow it, I won't bail. So hopefully we won't let you down.
We'll
serious,
try our best.
Do not suck or I'm gone.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Sure, whatever.
She's not going to suck then.
Yeah, right.
Now a few questions. Okay. What's with the name F-Bill? I mean, there's tons of better names out there. What's the history? Is Mr. White's name Bill?
Yes.
Boss's name Bill as in fuck Bill? This question burns me. And where do babies come from?
Well, keep on listening to the show. Maybe one day you'll find out.
F. Bill Radio Canadian what correspondent, drunk in detox, who you will see in the forums if you go in there.
Yeah.
All right. First of all, my name is not Bill. It's Frank.
Yes, it is.
No, it's Frank. Frank White.
Your middle name's Bill.
You mean Frank Weiss? You fucking Nazi bastard.
Is there tons of better names out there?
Probably.
Well, that's kind of an opinion, and there probably is,
like,
and we just weren't creative enough to think of them.
For instance, we could have called it Dusseldorf Radio or something.
Yeah, pretty much.
Or like the secret.
The F-Bill thing came from Malice Factor.
Why don't you not tell them how the like name, you know, came about, man?
Just not tell them?
Yeah, just not
well,
tell
that's
them.
Kind of the suspense factor.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I kind of said, and, you know, it wasn't me who started it. It was you, man.
So...
So why don't you just not tell him?
It was actually you that came up with the name.
No, it was actually you who came up with the
maybe
name.
Maybe it was Big City.
Yeah, maybe it was.
It wasn't me. I wasn't even a part of this show.
Wasn't it Big City's mother?
Maybe
she
it was
might
your
have.
Sister, man.
Maybe it was my sister?
Yeah.
Yeah? Oh, I don't know. Well, anyway, you'll have to stay tuned
until
next
sister.
Episode where we talk about it.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. All right, so thanks for the email, Drunken
and
Detox.
Hey, what about
F-Bill,
the other...
motherfuckers.
Thanks for posting up in the forums, too, dude.
What was the second question, man?
Babies, where do they come from?
Oh, yeah. Babies, where do they come from? Mouse Factor's loins. Next.
You said loins. Fucking heretic.
Loin.
All right, so I finally got the doohickey for the voicemail.
Right.
So we got all these voicemail clips to play, so why don't we just play
Skype
them in
us?
One long, crazy, fucking, drunken...
Where do babies come from?
Oh, God.
That's that.
What do you got your phone out for, dude?
You'll see.
Are you calling into the show? All right, here's voicemail. Why do you always name it V-mail? I hate that name.
Shut up.
Identify for a retina scan.
Fucking in the bushes.
What?
Fucking.
This type of email, V-mail we get. Voicemail. I said V-mail.
There's 4 minutes and 20 seconds of voicemail.
This is Tara Starlock, and I'm in love with Victor Lewis. And you know us both to various social occasions.
I can't even understand him.
As Victoria, you guys remember me from having
Did he say Ric Flair?
I don't know.
Maybe.
Explosion eyes. Hindu looking shoulder caps.
What?
And bow legs. Whatever, big nose. And
I think he called you big nose.
Portugal sucks ass.
Ass, I heard ass.
I heard Portugal sucks ass.
Portugal sucks ass?
That's what he said, yes.
Hi, Jesus. I'm Lom Tignani, and I love little boys.
What?
I love them. They're so
I think she loves little boys. Rick
Tony, the boys. They are a little girl. I like to do them. I like to stick my tongue in the vagina.
Oh my god. It's fucked. This is so fucked.
Get hammered and call it good.
Is it still going?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, please tell me they're drunk.
I have nine. I enjoy a good time, and I like long walks in the fall. My feet have six toes each. And I like to lick them to get the occasional foot mold. I love Portuguese. I can't tell you my last name, though. It starts with an L. And a Portuguese.
Is that like a bad English woman impersonation? I mean, is this like
I think it's a man.
Monty Python deal right here?
Perhaps.
Beep.
Is that it? Is that
Hi,
it?
Hi, I'm Lom Tignani.
Oh,
and I love little boys.
No, this is the same
thing. I love
thing.
Them. So
oh, fast forward a little bit.
Fast forward.
Yeah, I like
it. Annoying.
I like to do it. I like to stick my...
Say that right now. I would hope that makes some... station. Hi. I want to hear some Stereo Lab and, like, some...
She's playing to her quest.
Primus. That'd be really cool.
My name is Mug.
If you could play that right now, I would totally listen to it. Okay, good night. I'm in love with Big City.
Come to Papa. There's another.
Dude, I totally want to listen to some Primus right now. She said it.
Yeah, I could go for some. My name is Mug.
My name is Mug.
Engage in sexual relations with the one named Big City on your TV radio show.
That's.
You didn't tell us you had a boyfriend in Big City.
I didn't know I had one either.
I think my armpit smells.
I feel funny.
What happens when you fucking drink all the time?
That's it.
My cat's breath smells like kitty litter.
My cat's breath smells like cat food.
Okay, it apparently is an inside joke.
You never saw that?
No.
Ralph?
No.
The Simpsons Man?
I don't fucking watch The Simpsons Man.
We got copious amounts of ganja.
Only
I guess that's our voicemail that's been sitting there for a while. Some people crank calling our fucking number.
We had some other voicemails, too.
Hey, crank call the number anytime, folks.
Yeah, anytime you want. The number is 202-470-1660. That is a United States phone number. So I believe that's country code number 1 because we're a bunch of arrogant fucks if you're calling from the UK
one.
Or anywhere else. We got a couple other voicemails from Albino Man.
And he says he's not a Nazi.
Yeah.
See this?
We got a couple voicemails from Albino Man. I don't know if you've... For those who've been reading in the forums or whatever, Albino Man has apparently been listening to us for a while. Posted up in the forums that he was busted by the feds.
Pretty loud
for doing some illegal activities and stuff, and he left us a couple voicemails that we're not gonna play. The reason being is because he actually incriminates himself on the voicemails.
Yeah, so we're gonna do you that favor, man.
We're gonna do you the favor of not playing them, dude. So if you want to come back and leave some voicemails where you don't talk about the illegal things that you do, that would be sweet.
Good
and
idea.
We could play them. Yeah.
Definitely.
So we're just not gonna do it for that reason
right,
alone. Left. So that's that. So I guess that's the end of the voicemails.
And the emails.
And the emails, which would fucking kick ass. We haven't had an email in a while.
Yeah, it's been
it was
like,
kind of nice to hear one.
Yeah, it was kind of nice.
So.
Yeah.
And the email address is radio@fbillradio.com. And any of our contact information can be found on fbillradio.com under contact.
What that stands for, we'll never tell.
Yeah, until next week.
Fuck that.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Whatever.
All right, so let's see. Oh, I posted up the latest issue of Hack This Zine as a text file of the week. So you can get that on the website. Text file of the week. I'll post up a text file each week for your fucking enjoyment. Ask Miles Factor.
Yes, Ask Miles Factor, the second component of the reader interaction. Where you ask me. You gotta do that before I start talking about it, man. Well, you gotta be on the ball,
Mr.
Engineer.
You just jump into these stupid things that you're talking about. God, I'm like trying to keep up.
Oh,
I'm like,
Jesus Christ, man. I'm gonna go over there and fucking kill you one of these days, man.
You bring it over here and come to kill me, and we're gonna work that out okay.
We are, man. We definitely are.
I thought you were gonna do it last week where you threw off your headphones at the end of the
show. Yeah, I was pretty pissed.
I thought somebody threw a knife at the microphone.
No, that was his headphones, man. He fucking slammed them on the table.
Remember when I was just, like, left out of here, all pissed off at you guys, and I said I wasn't going to come back, and then Mr. White reminded that I fucking owe him money, so I have to come back here and do this fucking show all the time? You know?
I didn't know that you owed him money.
You do, too.
I do?
Yeah, that's why you're here, too, man.
I thought I was here for the fun of it. Fuck
that's
that.
What he tells us, man, as after he gets us fucking intoxicated on drugs and comes up with these weird-ass plays for us to reenact. You guys have no idea what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
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 Right.
Little Charlie Manson reference there. Yeah. Yeah. Went over your head. So
yeah, perfectly. Yeah. Kind of like my cat's breath smells like kitty litter went over your head.
Yeah. There you go. Payback.
Yeah, payback's a bitch.
Yeah, seriously. Mm. Right, so what were we talking about again?
Play the music. Play the fucking thing. Come
what
on.
What thing?
The intro to Ask Malice Factor.
I already did.
He already did, man.
Well, I wanted to hear it again because I like it so
much. Malice Factor. You just, you just think it's great that you're not the only one that has your voice.
Yeah, like, pretty much.
Malice Factor. I really couldn't give one sweaty fuck about Apple. Yeah, it's been a long time since you played that one.
That pretty much answers everything.
Pretty much.
So what's in the section?
As
what's
I
new?
I was saying, like, Ask Miles Factor, you go into the forums and ask a question, and I'll answer you with anything. Okay, so actually the first one was from Big City.
I asked you a question?
Yeah, you did. And it says, check it. Did you ever figure out the adapter we can play consoles over a computer monitor? I keep on forgetting to ask you when I see you.
I forget all the time. So, hey, what's the answer to that one?
The answer to that one is I actually bought that adapter, man. It hasn't come in the mail yet. So,
How much does it come
in the mail, it was $175.
Oh, holy shit balls.
Yeah.
Did you get a new job or something, bro? You're fucking rolling.
I wish, man. I wish.
Damn.
$175, a discontinued piece of equipment. Let me get the name of it for you.
Was it like an eBay deal, or did you buy a new straight up?
It was from a place called Ram Electronics, which is some shop down in New Jersey, I guess.
Fuck.
Yeah. I'm not so sure I'm actually going to get it now, because it's from this place.
It probably smells like feces when you do.
Oh, man. There's nothing wrong with New Jersey, man. Besides the fact that it's the armpit of the nation.
I thought you said 2 weeks ago or something like that. Like 5-10 episodes back. You hated New Jersey. It's the worst place in the world. You're never going there again.
Yeah.
I said that about a lot of places.
Yeah, but now you're defending it just now.
I told people to buy apples before.
Yeah,
I'm
but you didn't
fucking,
actually say
I'm
anything.
I'm a witless hypocrite, man.
You
haven't
never actually
that
said
out about
that
me
about
by
Apple.
Now? I'm
though.
Also a pathological liar. What, man?
Well, which is it?
That's like my logic bomb I drop on people. It's like, now they look at me and say, is he like telling the truth about that?
Holy shit, we're 45 minutes into the show?
Yeah, man.
Dude, we haven't even gotten to like stories or anything.
Yeah, it's not going to happen today, man.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
We're going long.
No, I'm going to... I'm leaving at 60 minutes,
you
man.
You better start with that Ask Malice Factor deal.
It's... the product is made by Key Digital Systems, okay? New York-based company, whatever. When I get it in, I'm going to use it. I'm going to tell you all about it next time so you can finally get off my nutsack about that fucking monitor adapter.
That'd be sweet.
Yeah, it would be. It would be very sweet. Let's see, what else? Next question is titled 3D Mark by Metatron. He asked like a real question, so I'm scared shitless, right? I just upgraded my gaming rig and I'm going to run 3D Mark on it. My question is there any way to work out what your score should be so I can compare it to the score I get and I will know if I need to tweak my setting more? His new gaming rig CAD rig is... He has two AMD Opteron 280 dual core CPUs. It's running an MSI K89er.
Damn!
Master 2 FAR SLI PCE board.
Damn!
8 gigs of PC 3200 ECC module Corsair RAM.
Shit, son!
He has 4 150 gig SATA 150 Western Digital Raptor hard drives.
Damn!
Burner is a Plexter PX760 DVD plus or minus RW.
Oh, fuck.
It's pelt cooled.
Ooh!
He has an ORG 4 Pro.
What?
And as his video cards, he's running two NVIDIA Quadro FX 4400 PCIe video cards.
Shit, son, that's a straight sickness right there.
And an SLI configuration.
Sorry.
So, Mr. White replied to Metatron.
What was his question?
Which says, NASA uses less fucking hardware to launch billion-dollar tin can shuttles. Your question is what I always thought was wrong with performance testing, particularly, spell check, with gaming rigs. What is the benchmark? Your last box's score? The marks pulled off the pimple-faced kid down the street? The number 5? What do you compare it to?
That's me, right?
What rev of all the drivers is the best? Did SP2 screw with me? What if the new rig was 5 degrees cooler? What if the fans ran a little faster? What if a monkey and Captain America fell through my roof throwing poo at each other? What if you figured all that out and then Duke Nukem still looks like pixelated ass? What that? This is the reason I never liked benchmarks. Insane. Something tells me your new rig is just fast enough. Don't panic, live disc are for pussies.
Live discs are for pussies. Fuck off.
Die,
you bastards.
In less of a diatribe way, I hold that same opinion on benchmarks as Mr. White does. So really, I don't run benchmarks, dude. I hope you weren't expecting an answer to that question and ask Malice Factor. Like, I'm still stuck on your fucking rig, man. Like, you need to post up a PSU in there, because...
Yeah, what the fuck are you using
the power of that fucking thing, man?
500-watt generator or something?
It's like a small nuclear reactor.
Yeah.
For all the other shit you have running in your house, probably.
Fuck.
Ramsey posted in the same discussion and said... What you should do is compare it to yourself, do a clean install, and do none of the driver updates, and run 3D Mark. Now, 3D Mark is a gaming, it's the benchmark for gamers, so the company says, for those of you who don't know. Do what Ramsey says completely. Yeah, seriously, definitely. Alright. This is a question from Raced One, man.
He's a pretty funny guy.
He is.
It's pretty funny looking.
Yeah, that too.
Says, fucking in the movie bastard. Labyrinth, is Dave Bowie wearing an athletic supporter cup, or is he just boasting a rather large package?
What I want to know is why is everyone going to be looking at Dave Bowie's package?
You can't miss it in the movie, I'll be perfectly honest.
Figured you might idea. Well, thanks for the help. Later, skater. In which Seth of Monrovia replied, now I am curious like George, you must answer. Next question.
Dude, somebody else posted that. He's posted that someplace else, yeah.
By Metatron, location of the secret headquarters of FBIL Radio. I got bored and did a Who Is lookup on your site. Is this the location of the secret headquarters of FBIL Radio?
Yes, it is.
It is, as a matter of fact, yes. To which Mr. White replied, you got us, I've been worried this day would come. I read the ICANN rules and they said I couldn't register a domain name under a false identity, otherwise they would find out and kill me. I had
yes,
no choice.
Yes, yeah.
Don't panic, live this or for pussies.
Yes.
To which I replied,
don't panic, live this for pussies.
I gotta change my fucking signature.
And I knew that was you parking in my spot when you had the rental, Mr. White. Asshole.
Yes.
That's my answer to that question.
You don't have anything, don't panic, live this for pussies.
No. Okay. Drunken Detos asks, does Mr. White really smell like a Band-Aid? To which Mr. White answered, yes, he does. To which Seth of Monrovia says, what does a Band-Aid smell like? And Big City replied, wear one for a whole day on your finger and make sure it manages to get wet at some point in the early part of wearing it. After about 8 hours, take the Band-Aid off and look at your finger. It should be all white and wrinkled and damp. Smell your finger. Don't waft the scent. Take a good strong whiff of that baby. This is a natural pheromone. He smells like that 99% of the time, all the time.
This is true.
If you want to enhance the effect, repeat the experiment in a nice humid climate like Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
Cuba, for the Spanish speakers of the room. Right, so that's the Ass Mouse Factor section of the show. Thanks for posting there.
Bravo!
Thanks.
Mouse Factor, Factor, Factor. Right. All right. We got some news stories.
That's right. And we
how
have
much time we got left? How much time we got left?
9 minutes.
9 minutes.
All right. Get through it in 9 minutes.
Chickity check. All right.
Let's kick it.
Apparently, OS X is actually vulnerable to worms and viruses.
Wow,
oh,
really?
My God.
Oh, no.
A whole bunch of fucking yuppies shit themselves when they saw that.
Are they going to write a fucking poem about it?
Probably. But, yeah, you know, a couple of them come out in the last week or so, I think. You know, like thunder struck.
No, this is doing this so you speed up. This is supposed to get you amped up and fired up, so keep going, man.
This is some bullshit. Apparently, fucking
thing.
Skype cut a deal with fucking Intel so that unless you're running Intel chip, you get limited on fucking Skype's capabilities, number of people you can have in a conference, and all kinds of shit. It's fucking bullshit. That's bullshit. That's a fucking stupid
ass. What
are
you worried about, man?
Fucking...
You have a fucking Intel box.
Yeah. No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
Dude, what am I looking at?
That's an AMD box, bro. The only Intel thing is my fucking laptop.
Yeah, it's what you run
I get
Skype
the Mac.
Off of, man.
No, I get Skype on the Mac, man. So, no, it's just bullshit. I think it's bullshit. Shouldn't do that to people. It's fucking stupid.
Shouldn't do that to those AMD bastards across the way.
Yeah.
There's the Satan, aren't they? AMD Satan?
Something like that,
Sweatshop. Sweatshop Satan. Same thing.
Dude, Satan. Clowns are fucking Satan's children, let me tell
you. Next item, please.
Company requires RFID injection. Two employees have been injected with RFID chips this week. Part of a new requirement to access their company's data center. Fucking crazy. City-based surveillance company CityWatcher.com created the policy in hopes of increasing security in the data center where video surveillance tapes are stored. In the past, employees accessed the room with the RFID tag, which hung from their keychains. However, someone could chop off their heads and take the keychains, so what they did is put the implants into their fucking arms in a glass encapsulated RFID tag, so now you have to just chop off their arms, not their heads, and swipe their arm next to the door, and you will gain access, no questions asked.
That's pretty sweet.
Fantastic.
Don't panic like this or for pussies.
Cell phones could crack RFID tag, says cryptographer.
Don't panic.
Dun, 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 dun. Well-known cryptographer applied power analysis techniques to crack passwords for the most popular RFID tags. Eddie Shamir, whatever the fuck his name is, professor of computer science at Weizmann Institute, reported his work in a high-profile panel discussion at RSA conference here.
Separately,
Roberts would go over the ability algorithm. Fucking, my head's going to explode.
I want to play that song, though.
So, go ahead, just play it right now. Go ahead, play it.
Oh, I won't finish it. So
fucking Lars is going to show up on our doorstep and fucking sue us, man.
Dude, Lars
Dude, that'd be awesome. He'd be a special guest if he came down.
Yeah, that would be
awesome. You're like, dude, have a seat in a chair.
Yeah, I'd fight him right in my front lawn. I'd fight Lars Ulrich on my front
lawn. Why, you regularly want to fight, like, girls like that, man?
It'd be so awesome if you fought him, dude. He knocks on the door. You play my song. Let's go, bitch. You walk outside. We couldn't jam out to one of his songs for a while. You fought him, because that might empower him. He might be like, yes, I'm calling like I'm the master puppet. Stop. Come get me, Mr. White. Keep going, man.
That's what I got. What do you got, Malice Factor? Let's go.
Okay, virtual reality prepares soldiers for real
war. Oh, wait, hold on. The cell phone crack thing, this is from the RSA conference. Metatron posted up in our forums a link to video of that conference. Go
right,
check it out.
Probably 38 minutes in length.
38 minutes in length. A couple fucking yuppie hippie dudes that are smarter than hell sitting up there talking about shit that fucking is craziness. Malice Factor.
All right.
Go, Malice Factor.
Washington Post has a humanities section about virtual reality prepare soldier for real war. Basically, a bunch of people in the army over in Iraq who are less inhibited to violence because of playing SOCOM 3 and Ghost Recon and Halo 2 all fucking day, every day, before they joined the army and after they got out of the army. Sex workers outreach program calls for a boycott of Grand Theft Auto.
Fuck that.
From the website.
They're not going to actually recall it. There's no way.
Although Swap USA will always be adamantly opposed to any and all forms of censorship. As concerned parents ourselves, we wish to inform other parents of the potential danger extremely violent video games pose to children.
Yeah, that's why there's a mature rating on it, but you buy them for them anyway, so shut the fuck up.
In the interest of furthering sex workers' human and civil rights to life and personal safety, we object to any media which represents sex workers as legitimate targets of violence, rape, and murder. Censorship is a blight on the freedoms we hold dear, but we wholeheartedly encourage citizens to vote with their dollars by refusing to purchase products which encourage that's not even a real word, man.
What word is it? If it's fake.
It should say degradation, but it's like denigration, man.
Denigration?
Yeah.
Is that like, I don't even know what that's
about. Denigration, I think. I think they meant to really say something else, man. The destruction of prostitutes. Since the video game Grand Theft Auto accrues points to players for the depiction of the rape and murder of prostitutes, which the game doesn't do, by the way.
Sweet.
Swap USA calls on all parents and all gamers to boycott Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, fuck them.
Right. So, Anod Tech has an inside look at Newegg, which is,
sweetness.
You know, a tour of their 180,000 square foot facility with pictures for the first time ever, so you can see what happens when you order up your shit for your new rig.
That's from Newegg.com. Good place to get computer parts.
Yeah.
www.newegg.com. Keep going.
And my last one, party elders attack China censors. A group of former senior Communist Party officials in China launched a scathing attack on the country's handling of media and information. This was up on BBC News.
I like the BBC.
So do I. You can actually get BBC World now in the United States. You have to call your cable company or satellite provider and request it. But that's probably the best, public news source in the world.
When I go to my parents' house, they got a BBC.
They got BBC America. I got BBC America. You get BBC World. That's the shiznit.
I don't know. They got like every channel, man.
Yeah, except for BBC World.
Oh, apparently among the signers of this petition was
an ex-aide
to Mao
Zedong. They're nice people.
He was a former newspaper editor and former party propaganda chief who said history demonstrates that only a totalitarian system needs news censorship. The delusion that it can keep the public locked in ignorance, the group said in the letter. And that's it for me.
Do you think anybody listening to this got any value of the last 10 minutes right there? At all.
I highly doubt it. You're talking about like my last 10 minutes of the show,
no,
man.
No, we just did the news. We did the news in 10 minutes. You and I.
I feel slighted, man. That's it. I'm pissed off now.
I played Mr. DJ and I pumped the party.
Yeah, you did. Well, we didn't get to the main thing this week, but
damn.
Whatever. We'll get to it next week.
Why did I install the language support on my fucking laptop,
Why don't we just skip the news and went right to the main topic?
Because we needed more time, man. For some reason, a couple emails and shit, and an Ask Malice Factor section that was
40 minutes, right?
A lot of questions people posted up. It took like 40 minutes, yeah.
Yeah.
Dueling banjos, huh? This makes you want to like go to kill somebody.
Why?
Anyway.
Why don't you drop them bare pants right there?
You can get... Oh, Jesus.
God damn it.
Squeeze like a pig!
I will never watch it. Have you ever watched that movie?
Deliverance?
Yeah.
Only parts. This part.
I've never watched only it. We'll never part. Watch it. You?
What the hell are you talking about?
Deliverance?
Where he's like...
I'll never
like,
watch it.
Movies.
Anyway.
Deliver me.
Dude, you got your cell phone out, man. Are you cracking my fucking credit card right now or what?
Yeah, yeah. Mm. You know why? Because you wouldn't let me bring my DS onto the show.
Dude,
so
next week you can bring your DS.
I have to fucking do this, man.
What is that?
When'd you like, no?
Are you playing video games right now on your fucking cell phone?
You know what that is?
What? No.
Man, I've been dispatched in response to a distress call from Union Aerospace Corporation's research facility on Mars, man.
Oh. Alright.
Man, that was a pretty fast show. This hour went by real quick.
It did. This
it
is
did.
Like
we had so much stuff
show.
To talk about.
We're actually an hour and a minute right now. We still gotta play the end song.
You pushed me to this, man.
Alright, so for all you people on iTunes, you can pick up our show on FBillRadio.com. Everyone go check out the website. There's forums. Sign up for an account. Get involved. Bullshit. Learn a bunch of stuff. Oh my god, that's Wolfenstein on your fucking cell phone, bro.
Oh man, that's Doom RPG, man.
Sweet.
That's Doom?
Yeah, that's Doom RPG, man.
How do you shoot?
Dude, I don't know.
Call. Hang up, the hang up button.
Oh man.
RPG.
Hey, anybody in the chat room, press Alt F4 to like.
What?
You ever guys got like owned like that when you were like in AIM way back in the day?
Just why are you talking?
It's like, hey, press Alt F4 for fucking whatever. And press Alt F4 and you're like, ah, oh, they got me.
I don't know. Anyway,
so
FBill Radio, listen, FBillRadio.com, forums up there. Check it out. Logo contest. Check it out. Thanks for everyone who's been posting.
Yeah.
Our email address is radio@FBillRadio.com. We also have single email addresses for everyone. You can get that in the contact section on the website.
Wow, you just drew a bunch of crazy shit all over the show notes, man.
Yeah,
that's
Big City getting his head chopped off.
Damn.
As a stick figure.
You're fucking retarded.
There's a voicemail number, 202-470-1600. That is a U.S. phone number. Skype, which sucks nuts. FBL Radio, which is one word.
That did work for pussies.
Next week, we have Google China, main topic, which is also due this week, and the biggest announcement in FBill history for Malice Factor and Big City. I am Mr. White. Thanks for listening. Later.
Thanks. See you.
Peace out.
Come, you masters of war. You that build the big guns. You that build the death planes. You that build all the bombs. You that hide behind walls. You that hide behind discs. I just don't want you to know I can see through your masks. You that never done nothing but build to destroy. You play with my world like it's your little toy. You put a gun in my hand and you hide from my eyes. And you turn and run farther when the fast bullets fly. Like Judas of old, you lie and deceive. A world war can be won. You want me to believe, but I see through your eyes, and I see through your brain. Like I see through the water that runs down my drain. You He fastened all the triggers for the others to fire. And then you sit back and watch when the death count gets higher. You hide in your mansion while the young people's blood flows out of their bodies and is buried in the mud. He's thrown the worst fear that can ever be hurled. Fear to bring children into the world. For threatening my baby, unborn and unnamed. You ain't worth the blood that runs in your veins. How much do I know but to talk out of turn? You must say that I'm young. You might say I'm unlearned, but there's one thing I know. I'm younger than you. Even Jesus would never forgive what you do. Let me ask you one question. Is your money that good? Will it buy you forgiveness? Do you think that it could? I think you will find when your death takes its toll, all the money you made will never buy back your soul. And I hope that you die and your death will come soon. I follow your casket by the pale afternoon. And I watch while you're lured down to your deathbed. And I stand over your grave till I'm sure that you're dead.